We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Rambam, and we're up to the 5th chapter, the 14th Mishnah in the Rambam's Mishnayot. In some editions, this is the 18th Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arba midot biyoshvei lifnei chachamim. There are four types of people who sit before the sages. You have a sfog, that's a sponge. You have a mashpech. Mashpech is a funnel. Mishameret, that's a strainer, and Napa, that's a sieve. So, Sfog, the student who's a sponge, Shusufeg Takol, he absorbs everything that's said. He remembers the jokes, he remembers the learning, he remembers everything. Mashpech, the funnel, Shu Machnis Bezo, Motzi Bezo, goes in one and comes out the other. Nothing's retained. The sponge retains everything. The funnel retains nothing. Maybe a drop. Everything goes in one ear out the other. Mishameret, the strainer, shehi motziat hayayin vekoletet et hashmarim, that the wine comes out and the sediment remains on top. So those are the guys who walk out of class and they just remember the jokes. They remember the stories. They don't remember anything. They had nothing of the content. Vinapa, and the sieve, that the coarse flour comes out, and their sieve used to catch the fine flour. That's how they used to sift. So the coarse flour came out, and the fine flour remained. So the Rambam says, "Dimata adam et hazikaron azocher kol ma sheshomea veino mavchin ben anachon nevilti nachon." The Mishnah compares a person who just memorizes everything he hears, and he doesn't stop to think what's right and what's wrong. So the Mishnah compares him lisfog, to a sponge. The Rambam says, v'utzemer hayam, and that's a type of like wool that's out in the sea, shehu sofeg et hakol, that absorbs everything. V'dimat mahir ha'avana, ve'ino mitkem biyado klum klal, lo anachon ve'lo abilti nachon. And the Mishnah compares the one who's quick to understand, but he remembers nothing. Doesn't matter if it's right, if it's wrong. He doesn't remember anything, but he's quick to understand what you say. Le mashpech, to a funnel. V'dima et shemitkeim b'da'ato dvarim ha'bilti nechonim, v'asvara she'ina emet, and the Mishnah compares the guy who always remembers the things that are wrong, v'shochech t'advarim ha'amitiim she'en halacha l'maaseh, and if he doesn't remember the things that are true, that he could apply practically in his life, lim shameret, that the Mishnah compared to a sieve, to a strainer. She'eni shabo el ha'shmarim v'yotzeh zukak. The strainer holds on to the sediment, and whatever is good, the refined wine comes out of the strainer. V'dimayet misha devar tzlo behifech, and the Mishnah compares the guy who's the other way. Zeh l'nafa, the Mishnah compares this guy to a sieve, that the earth and the dust comes out of the holes, and the refined flour stays on top. And this is talking about a specific type of sieve. There's a sieve that was used specifically for refined flour. It removes those thin pieces that are unnecessary, and it holds on to the thicker pieces, which was the refined flour. Many of the things that are thinner than refined flours, it lets go. There are different types of sieves. We use one which holds on to the rocks and lets out the flour, holds on to the worms and lets out the flour. After that, there's another way of sifting the flour, which lets go of the parts that are unnecessary and holds on to the refined flour, and that's the type of sieve that the Mishnah is talking about. So I think the practical application of the Mishnah is a person has to ask himself, you finish a period of learning, what'd you get out of it? What do I remember? Everyone remembers the stories. Usually that's that part everyone remembers. The question is, what about the message behind the story? And what about the content, the halachos? A person has to try and be that type of student who retains what's important out of the class. Mishnah Tetvav. This is maybe one of the most important Mishnayot, and the question is how to translate the word Ahava. Art Scroll translates it as love. And I don't know if the Rambam translated it as love, The word Ahava in Hebrew, I'm not sure, is translated as love in English. I know it generally is. I'm not sure that when our sages used the term Ahava, they meant the love that people mean when they use the term love today. So with that introduction, we will translate it as love. Kol Ahava shi teluya badavam. Any love that is contingent on something, batel davar batla ahava. If that thing is going to be contingent, then the love, if that thing is going to pass, then the love that was contingent on it also passes. Vishena tiluya bidavar, and love that is not contingent on something else, einab tila lolam, that's love that never passes. It's there forever. Ezu yava shitluya bidavar. What type of love is considered love that's not contingent on something else? I'm sorry. Ezu yava shehit tiluya bedavar. What type of love is contingent on something else? Zo avat Amnon v'Tamar. That's the love of Amnon and Tamar. He was sick. He was literally sick. He was bedridden with lust for Tamar. Couldn't figure out how he could get his hands on her till finally he took her forcibly. And when he was done with her, he kicked her out like a used rag. Did he love her? V'sheinat luya b'daval, and love that is not contingent on something, zo ahavat David v'Yonatan. That's the love of David and Jonathan. Each one, Yonatan had everything to lose from his relationship with David. And yet he loved him. Says the Rambam, inyan daval ze v'hu perusho kach. The idea here, the explanation is as follows. Kol ahava shitluya b'daval batel. Any love that is contingent on something that can pass. Batel daval batel ahava. Then when that thing passes, the love passes too. V'sheina tluya b'daval batel. And if it's not contingent on something that can pass, then einam batela l'olam, it doesn't pass forever. Meaning, all love is contingent on something. I love the person. I love the... What do you mean it's not contingent on anything? If tomorrow she goes insane, will I still love her? If tomorrow she becomes a shrew, if I suddenly see her flying on a broom, then am I still going to love her? You love something about the person? What does it mean, love that's not contingent on anything? Says the Rambam, it's not contingent on something that passes. And what you know is that everything physical passes. If you love her for her wealth, you love her for her money, you love her for her fame, you love her for her beauty, then that passes. Nothing physical can remain consistent. Then if something logically is contingent on something else, so then when that thing passes, it passes. That's simple logic. But if the cause for love is something godly, and that's true connection, true understanding, it's not about something external. It's about something godly, says the Rambam. Godly. Intellectual connection. Connection with the human being for who he or she is. That, says the Rambam, is godly. Then love like that, says the Rambam, never passes. Because the cause behind it is something that is eternal. Now here we have to expand a little bit. Because many people will say, I thought my spouse was like this. I thought my spouse was like that. And who says you're wrong? Well, now I see other things I didn't know before. That's also true. The two are not necessarily contradictory. You don't know everything you think you know beforehand. But the points that you see that are good in the person usually stay. When couples come to me and say they're not happy together, I usually ask, what was good when you started? And then most couples will not say that those points are not there. They'll just say they're overshadowed by A or B or C that I didn't know. Or I was hurt by A or B or C. Meaning we're pretty good when we know what we want. Sometimes we'll deny it. Sometimes people are so upset, they'll say, I don't know what I saw in him. I don't know why I started with him. It was a big mistake. I was overtaken with something. I was crazy then. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. If you push people, usually it won't be in the first conversation, but in the second or third conversation, they themselves will identify what was good. And if you push them, they'll admit that it's still there. Doesn't change. The other things, okay, now suddenly you realize there's more to the picture. That's always part of the story. But the Rambam says, that's godly connection. And we have to remember that. The Chazal often warned us not to be taken by the externals. Chazal showed us throughout, we have warnings not to marry a woman for her money, not to marry a woman for her looks. Looks are positive. No one's saying you should marry an ugly woman, but that can't be the cause of the love. The love has to be something that's we use the word intellectual, but I think intellectual is belittling it. It's something that's intellectual, spiritual, emotional. It's on levels that transcend the physical. And a person has to be in search of that type of relationship. And a person has to be weary of other attractions. Amnon loved her. The Navi says he loved her. That's why I'm saying the word love here, the word ahava needs a better definition. The Navi describes it, that he had ahava for Tamar. And the Mishnah does not say this isn't ahava. The Mishnah doesn't say any ahava that is contingent on something else is not ahava. It just says it won't last. So if people will translate the word ahava as love, and then he'll come in and he's all starry-eyed, and I just went out with the girl that's a model and she's rich, and you ask him, wait a second, but what do you love about her? Well, she's a model and she's rich. And you say, yeah, but what do you love about her? It could be that's what he loves about her. And the Mishnah doesn't say that's not ahava. The Mishnah just says it won't last. Because nothing physical lasts. But the things that transcend the physical, they do last. And then the love can last as well. The next Mishnah, I will pick up Ezrat Hashem next time, takes what would seem to be diametrically opposed to our Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses arguments, machloket. And the Mishnah says there too, you can have a machloket that is for the sake of heaven and will be consistent, or is not for the sake of heaven and will not be consistent. And we'll pick up with that Mishnah B'ezrat Hashem next time.